We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud. So Rav Nosson Zal gave a strong introduction where he spoke about the story in Sipurei Maaseis, the 11th story, about the Ben Melech and the Ben Shivcha that got switched. And he gave us a little bit of an introduction about the Heichlei Atmurais, where these switches takes place, where souls get switched sometimes. He spoke about the fact that we find in the world a major switch has happened, where the Jewish people, who are supposed to be the most important, the Bnei Bechori Yisrael, seem to be the least important there, whereas the other nations seem to be in control. They seem to have the Malchus, the Memshola, the authority. And we said that was on one level. Then within the Jewish people, you have the two groups, those who observe mitzvahs versus who don't. And there also we see things are upside down, that the wealth, the real wealth and power seems to be more in the hands of the irreligious, the people who have no Yiddishkeit, you know, than the religious. And then we spoke about how even in the religious world itself, there's tremendous conflict and controversy to the point where people can't figure out who's the Ben Melech, who's the real tzaddik. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us back to the actual Birchas HaShachar and show us how this ties into that. V'zeh b'chinas Birchas HaShachar. With this introduction, we'll be able to understand what we're saying in the brachas we make in the morning. B'chinas Birchas Shelo Yasani Goy, the Eved, the Isha. First, let's talk about those three brachas, that we make a bracha every single day thanking Hashem that I'm not a goy, and I'm not a servant, and I'm not a woman. Shemavorchen b'chol boiker al sheloi nechlefo nishmosoi benishmas goy v'eved v'isha. A person would think logically these brachas could be made once in life, and that's enough. But instead, we make it every single day, acknowledging that Hashem has not switched our neshama during the nighttime to do a switch with a non-Jew or an Eved or an Isha, kimavur b'kisvei harizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Nimtza, she'ikr elu habrochos hu al shenitzoil nafshoi mebchinas hachalipenanam. So we see that the main emphasis in these brochas is over the fact that we've been saved from going through this switch chas v'shalom, having a switch done on us. And we said this type of switch of the soul is caused by this place in heaven that's referred to as Heichlei Hatmurois, or Lahat HaCherev HaMisapeches. Rav Nosson Zal referred to this in the previous paragraph towards the end when he said, look in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Vayechi Daf Reish Chof Aleph. There the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the fact that when Adam HaRishon originally was put in Gan Eden, and Hashem told him, stick to the other trees, don't touch this one. Had Adam HaRishon complied with that, had he stuck to the Eitz HaChaim, everything would have been pure good. But because of the fact that Adam and Chava chose Toivora, that's what made it, that okay, you want Toivora, that's what you're going to get. And from the time of Adam HaRishon till today, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this scenario where there's always Toiv and Ra, Chaim and Moves, in front of us in all kinds of different forms, and very often they switch lanes. There's all kinds of switches that make it more interesting and more confusing. The fact that we are in an Olam HaSheker means automatically, like we mentioned in the previous year, Elyoinim Lamato, Tachtoinim Lamala, the Gemara says, that the reality that we see in this world is the opposite of the reality in the Olam HaEmes. And this is what makes it so difficult and so scary, a person living in this world. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal had said a person has to daven very, very hard for Hashem to give us clarity, to be able to sort out the good from the bad, not to be confused, and to be able to make the right choices. Shehein bechinas hachalipin shel haben melech anal shenechlav. And these switches that we're speaking about here are the same as the switch that took place in that story in Sipurei Maaseis, the 11th story of the prince and the son of the maidservant that got switched. paragraph Yud Aleph. V'ze b'chinas birchas hanoisein lasech vivino lahavchen ben yoyim ben loyla. Now Rav Nosenthal is going to analyze this bracha in detail. Dehainu lahavchen ben ho'or uvein achoshech. Hashem has given the sechvi, the ability, to differentiate between day and night, between light and darkness. Shehu b'chinas havchona ben ho'emes uvein hasheker, which is also the ability to differentiate between truth and falsehood. Because we know the pasuk says, Hashem oircha va'amitcha. Hashem is your light and your truth. So those two are synonymous. Light and truth goes together, which means that sheker is a form of darkness. Sheker means I'm in the dark about this thing. I think it's X and it's really Y. Ki isa bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal v'hasichos she'etzel hamaisios, because it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in the discussions that are listed together with the Sipurei Maisios. During Rav Nosson Zal's time, a part of the Sichos Haran was published together with the stories, Sichos that are associated with the stories. However, in the modern-day versions of Sichos Haran, when I say modern-day, I mean as far as I know the last 100 years or so, these Sichos appear as part of Sichos Haran. Towards the latter part of Sichos Haran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, there's a section of about 10 or 15 paragraphs there, which are referred to as the Sichos that are related to the Sipurei Maisios. And there, one of the Sichos is, Sheyesh Shnei Minei Paltin. There are two types of palaces. Be'echod Dor Melech. In one of them lives a king. U'bahasheni Dor Eved. And in the second one lives a servant. U'shnehem Doimim Zelo Zelagamri. And the two of them look identical. If you recall, we had this not that long ago regarding Yom Kippur. The Shnei Seirim, the two Izim, remember? The two goats. One goat is the epitome of Tumah. They transfer all the sins of all of Klal Yisrael, the whole year, onto that goat. And that goat goes Lazozel, as we say, that's the expression. It isn't even brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't even go through the holy procedures of Shechita. Gets thrown off a mountain to be torn to ribbons. And then its identical twin, you know, another goat that looks just exactly identical, is the Soer Lashem, one of the holiest sacrifices of the entire year, whose blood is sprinkled in the Holy of Holies, and it goes through the holiest procedures. And yet they look identical to show us that in this Olam HaSheker, this is what we're facing, that the holiest and the unholiest could very easily look identical in this world. The sheker is so strong that it has the koach hamedame. We mentioned that that's one of the nicknames of the Yetzer Hara. Koach hamedame, he has the ability to make darkness seem like light and light seem like darkness. V'koshe mo'oid lahavchen b'neim. And it's extremely difficult to distinguish between these two, the palace in which the king lives and the palace in which the servant lives. Kiyesh kamo nefoshois shemiskashrin, because there are many people that get together, ad shenasa mihem bayis, to the point where they form a house, upaltin, and then a palace, sheshom dor emes, which is the residence of truth, shehu b'chinas melech, which is the king. And then there are people to get together and form the opposite. V'chol mi sheroitze limtzoi emes, and any person who wants to find the truth, yimtzo bebayis u'papaltun zeh shel elo hanefoshos, will find it in that home, in that palace of those souls. V'yesh keneged zeh, and opposite that, shemiskashrin kama nefoshos, there are many souls that get together, v'nase mehem bayis, and they form a bayis, sheshom diras hasheker, which is the residence of falsehood. Shehu b'chinas eved, which is the eved. Ayin shom, look over there in Sichos Haran, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this. Nimtza, so we see over there, she'emes v'sheker heim b'chinas melech v'eved anal. We see Rabbeinu Zal is teaching over there that truth and falseness are referred to as king and slave, or servant. Shemachmasis Gabrus Hasheker Nechlaf Ben Amelech Beben Oeved, because of the fact that the Sheker became powerful, it was able to switch things, to pull a switch, to switch the Ben Melech for the Ben Eved. Ad shehizgaber hasheker, ad shesovru sheben oeved uben hamelech boemes, to the point where the sheker became so strong, where people actually thought that the ben eved is the real ben melech. V'al ben hamelech sovru sheben eved chas v'shalom, whereas the true ben melech, they thought that he was a ben hashivcha. Shezeh hasheker hu bechinas choyshech, the machshich anpe briyoso, this falseness is a form of darkness whereby it darkens the faces of people with falseness, to the point where people have things totally upside down. And people switch good for bad and bad for good. They take darkness and they turn that, they consider that light, and they consider the true light darkness, chas v'shalom. So again, we have today a situation with, in the non-religious world, their perception of Shabbos is slaves. That, imagine normal, rational people who are crazy. You want to go back to like the 1700s to being slaves. Can't do this, can't do that. What normal person would impose such a thing on themselves? That can't get in the car, can't go shopping. And they don't know, those that have been privileged to experience a Shabbos suddenly become enlightened that it's exactly the opposite. That it's during the 6 days of the week. The pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Ta'avod. The 6 days of the week, we are avodim. We're in a state of avdus. That's when we're eved. Shabbos is liberation. Shabbos is the one day a week that we are free. Free from cellular phones, free from work obligation, free that we experience mamish feeling like a prince, like a king in my own home. Somim mosoik lemar, umar lemosoik. They flip things around and they turn what's sweet into bitterness, and they turn bitter into sweet. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 5, hoi oimrim lora toi v'lora toiv ra. Woe is to those people who say about bad that it's really good and good that it's really bad. Shekol elu hachilufim v'abilbulim nimshochem mebchinas heichle atmurois. All of these switches, all of this confusion comes from that heichle atmurois. Shehein bechinas hachalipin shel haben melech shenechlaf. It's all about that prince that got switched. Shemishom nimshochem kol habilbulim v'achilufim sheboilam. That's the cause, that's the origin of all the confusion that we are faced with today in this world, and all the things that are upside down. Kemoy achshav badoyer hazeh, as we find today in our generation, sheniskayim, we see the fulfillment of the pasuk, v'tashleich emes orza, that the truth has been thrown to the ground. It's been discarded. It's ridiculed. It's being put down. Ve'emes ne'ederes. And the Gemara says, like the Gemara says, and the truth is scattered all over the place. Ve'nase adorim adorim shelemes. There are different groups, each one calling themselves emes, each one different, and each one saying that they're the real truth, they're the real deal. Ad shekoshe mo'id lahafchin bein ho'emes v'asheker, to the point where it makes it very difficult for a person to really identify what's true and what's false. Kol echod kiim kol chad kifumanda meshar balibe. The only possibility is that each and every single person, based on their own heart and their own feelings, has to try to feel their way around and be able to try to figure out what feels right, what really feels right, and what doesn't feel right. Not what looks right, because again, looks can be very deceptive. We know there are so many examples in this world. People have seen it. People put on masks today, artists and everything. in this world, that's normal. That's perfectly normal. So just because something looks true doesn't mean anything yet. It looks good. It's a matter of a person, kol chad lefumana meshar belibe, each person really thinking deeply and carefully and trying to feel based on their real, honest, sincere perception of truth, trying to feel their way around to see what really feels right or feels wrong. Yochoy lahavchin ma'at ho emes lamitoi, each and every person, based on those feelings, can try to distinguish a little bit, to try to figure out what the real truth is. Im yirtze livli lahatoy sesatzmoy, if the person really does not want to allow themselves to be fooled, if the person knows that they're in this nut house, this crazy house, this topsy-turvy place, and the person's alert, they realize that, and they're going to try to be extremely careful not to be taken for a ride. Ulehistakel al hoemes beemes, and to really, really look carefully for the truth. Kemoishomer Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal once said, shekol ma shemegalin eze emes, that whenever a truth is revealed, yesh kenegdoi sheker, there is a sheker opposing it. Because so too those who are far from emes, they use the same kind of words that they're talking about truth and reality. Alkein yefsher levarer hoemes kiim kol chad kifumande meshar balibe. Therefore, it is impossible to really identify the truth other than each and every single person, according to their own heart, their own feelings in their heart, yochoy lahavchin ma'at hachilik shebein ho'emes haborur lizulosoy, can try to differentiate between the real truth and what looks like the truth, or what's being presented to be the truth. V'zeu b'chinas havchono bein yoyim uvein lailo bein or v'choshech. And this is actually the concept of differentiating between day and night and light and darkness, as we're going to show in a minute. K'moy shekosov Rabbeinu Zal simen reish lamedalid, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 234 in Likutei Moran, shekeneged kol maise shemesapre mitzadikim, yesh kenegdoi maisa meirashoim shemesapre mehem gam ken kach, that opposite each and every story that the Torah tells us about one of the great tzaddikim, the other side also has their stories that they tell about their heroes, supposedly. We see in the Torah, for example, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, that the Midrash says that Bilam was able to perform miracles. Bilam was able to fly. He knew Shemois of Tum and everything like that. So the Midrash says that opposite the Sipurei Maisius of Tzadikim, you have Lahavdil Sipurim of the other side, the Alkein. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter, Mi sheyodea lahavdil bein ho'oir uvein achoshech, hu daiko yochoy lesaper maisius meitzadikim ulezakeh hamoyach al yedei zeh. A person who's capable of differentiating between light and darkness, he's qualified to tell stories of tzadikim and thereby purify the mind. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that Torah that one of the things that really purifies a person's seichel is stories of tzadikim. But he says a person has to be careful, because the Medrash says, corresponding to each story of a tzadik, there's other stories. We find this to such a degree, again, to make life interesting, Rabbeinu Zal said about the stories written about the Baal Shem Tov, about other tzadikim around his time, that many of those stories were written after the fifth cup and the sixth cup, you know, implying that they're not so accurate. And he said these stories that are written about the Baal Shem Tov, those stories, at least we know that they definitely could have happened, you know, that he was great enough at tzaddik. But even there, person has to be careful to stick to authentic sources. We have the Shvochei HaBaal Shem Tov, let's say, which we know was written by an authority. And there are many other stories that are written by storytellers that we know don't necessarily have the same authenticism. They're not as authentic. Vezeu ma shomer hazal b'medrash, and this is what the Medrash Rabba says in Bereishis, chapter 83, ulahavdil bein ho'or uvein ha'choshech, that Hashem established boundaries to separate between night and day, and to separate between light and darkness. The Medrash says, Oyer Elu Masein She Tzadikim. Light refers to the stories of Tzadikim. V'choshech Elu Masein Shel Rishoim. Darkness is the stories of the Rishoim. Ki Maisius Shemesapra Mit Tzadikim Heim Bechinas Oyer. Because the stories that we tell of Tzadikim, they represent a light. Umaisius shel Rishoim heim bechinas choshech. Whereas stories of Rishoim, which seem sometimes to parallel the stories of Tzadikim, that's really darkness. Vezeo bechinas birchas hanoisein lasech vivino. And this is the brocha that Hashem gives, the sechvi, the understanding, shemavorchem baboiker, which we make in the morning, sheikar habrocha, the main reason for that bracha is we're blessing Hashem who gives us the ability to differentiate between truth and falseness. Dahainu, what this refers to is Mashe Yisroel Haksherim Zeichem Lehinotzel Mebechinas Hatos Vasheker Shel Hachiluf Shel Ben Melech Shenechlav Kanal. This refers to the religious people who are privileged to be able to be saved from the sheker of this world, where even though it looks in this world on the surface, you read the newspaper, it looks as if the Ben Hashifcha is in charge and everything. They know that that's just the way it appears. They know that in reality, it's the true tzaddikim that are running the world, not necessarily the leaders of government. They seem to be, lahavdil, it's like puppets. Person who goes to a puppet show, and they see the puppets moving around, and they say, wow, that thing is incredible. I can't believe that somebody was able to put together a little machine like that that can move by itself and talk by itself. And then somebody else laughs, cracks up, says, what are you talking about? You don't know that behind the curtain, there's somebody pulling all the strings and everything. Every single move that that thing makes and every sound you hear is not coming from it. It's coming from somewhere else. So too, those who seem to be running the world, those who seem to be in leadership positions, when we know it's a dimyon, it's not the reality. Shemishom kol hatuusim vabilbulim, because it's as a result of that switch of the Ben Melech that got switched, that's the cause of all the mistakes and all the confusion that people have in the world. Vezehu hanoisein lasechvi vina, and this is why that word sechvi is used. We mentioned earlier that the word sechvi has several meanings. It means it's used to refer to a rooster, but it's used also to refer to the heart of a person. Sechvi zehalev. The Gemara says sechvi refers to the heart. Shesoiche, which sees. The heart sees. A person feels they have an intuition in their heart. Even though something looks good, the person says, I don't want, no thanks. What do you mean, take it? It's great. No thanks. It's free. No thanks. Then I really don't want it. The person says, you're nuts. You look, I'm showing you that it's good. I'm showing you that it's free. The person says it doesn't feel right. Something about that doesn't feel right. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, ki ikar ha'avchona bein oyer v'choshech, because the main ability to differentiate between light and darkness, shu b'chinas havchona bein emes v'sheker, which is the ability to differentiate between truth and falseness, hu rak b'leiv, L'chol chad kefumanda meshara balibe. It is only in the heart of the person, each and every single person, based on where their heart is at. Meaning, whether their heart is pure, we know the heart is where the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara are. They're fighting it out. To the degree that a person has worked on themselves and has purified their heart, where they've gotten rid of the Taivois Rois and Midois Rois, and what's dominant in their heart is the truth and midos toivos, to that degree, that person will be able to feel what's right and what's really good for them. And to the degree that a person allows their heart to mislead them to go to follow Shri Rusliboy, that whatever their heart desires, that's what they go for, all the Taivas Royce and Midas Royce, that person, when they see something bad, they'll say, it looks great, smells great, and they'll go for it, they'll jump on it. Ki e efsher, listen to these next words, this is very important. Ki e efsher levarer ulohoichia choemes al yedei rayois bishumoifen. It is impossible to clarify and prove the truth with actual proofs. There are schools of thoughts, there are yeshivas and other institutions who conduct seminars to prove Hashem, to prove that the Torah is the real thing, etc., etc. Rab Nosson Zal says, Efshir, it is impossible in this world, in the Olam HaSheker, it is impossible to prove the truth with through concrete proofs. Ki hakoil yecholin listoyer, because everything can be denied, can be disproven, machmas nitzochin. If a person wants to reject it, if a person refuses to accept it, then they'll find every way in the world to disprove and to refute what you're saying. Ulesaper keneged ze, maisiyos shel sheker, voichocho shel sheker, listor ulahalam emeschashon. And they'll tell story. You have stories that you're going to tell about your tzaddikim. They'll tell stories about their scientists and about everything to prove that you're wrong, to prove that the Torah is wrong, completely wrong. It's chas v'shalom. Avul ikar ha-havchono, who believe kol chad kefum mande meshar, the real ability to figure it out is in the heart of each and every single person. Each person, kol chad kefum mande meshar balibe, each and every single person, based on the degree that their heart is pure and clean and honest and sincere, hu yochoy lahavchin bein yoyim uvein laila. That person will be able to differentiate between dark night and day, bein or lechoshech, light and darkness, shehu bechinas havchona bein emes v'sheker, which is the ability to differentiate between truth and falseness, shehim bechinas melech v'eved, which are the king and the servant, lahavchin, to be able to figure out mi ben hamelech umi ben hoeved, who is the real royalty and who's the opposite. Mimi sitrado, umimi sitrado. Who's on this side and who's on that side? Levarer ulesakin bechinas hachalipin anal. To sort out and to correct, to rectify this switch that has taken place. Shezehu kol avoidosenu. This is our whole avoida in this world. Levarer nishmoisenu. To refine our souls. V'chol hanitzutzoy satluyim bono, and all the sparks of holiness that are plugged into our soul, that are dependent on us, levararom mibechinas hechli atmurois, to extract them and get them out of this mishmash, out of this total confusion, shehein bechinas hachalipin anal, which is this chalipin that we spoke about. I had an interesting episode last week, towards the end of last week. I was in a certain place, in a doctor's office, a religious doctor, a very good person, a high-quality person, does a lot of good things. And while I was there, he was involved in some very, very high-level stuff. What's the very high-level stuff? There's a person, one of Israel's top pilots, one of the people, either the leader or one of the people who was involved in blowing up Iraq's nuclear reactor, we know he went on from there to a greater height to become an astronaut. He learned everything about flying here and decided to try flying up there. And we know that unfortunately there was a tremendous tragedy that he, together with representatives of other major countries, got blown to smithereens. And this is the seventh or eighth memorial that's taking place tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday. And this doctor has contact with the widow and other people. And he was talking about the fact that the top person, one of the main people behind NASA, the American space program, is in Eretz Yisrael now, happens to be a Jew visiting, and he's going to be involved. He's coming to the memorial and talking about other people, and the president of Israel, Peres, is going to be there. Mamish, the top people on earth, in some people's opinions. The top people, not on earth, in heaven. Forget it. We're not talking about earth now. We left earth. We're up to heaven now. We're in space now. So we're talking about the top people in heaven and our earth that are getting together, and there's going to be this meeting, this all kinds of conferences and everything. And again, a person hearing that, that there's the fact that each one of us has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, and we're in this world where both of these things are competing, a person thinks, wow, imagine if I could be there to see these people. You know, some of them are billionaires, number one, and some of them are the most important, the highest level in different areas on earth. And we know that that's a certain reality. Within a certain reality, that's the way it appears. And then there's other realities to be able to know who are really the top people in the world. We know that in our heritage, we read about a Moshe Rabbeinu, we read about a Rabbi Akiva, we read about our superheroes, you know, people who were doing different things. They were on a different flight, and they were flying in the Torah, you know, flying through different things, and it's a matter of trying to figure out, again, who's who, who's really running the world, where the most important events in the world are taking place. And this is where, this is our test. This is part of our nisoyon in this world, where, like Rav Nilson Zal said, kol chad lefu man demishar b'libe. Each person has to see, but more important than seeing has to feel, has to be able to feel what's really right, what's the truth, and what's less truthful. Is this coming from the Yetzer Tov, or is this coming from the Yetzer Hara? Is this kvod shamayim? Is this all about acknowledging, recognizing who's really behind it, or not, chas v'shalom? And each and every single person, we're not making any generalities, each and every person is a unique situation. There are people who are in a position to make a Kiddush Hashem. Sometimes you have a person who all eyes of the world are on him, and the person, instead of taking personal credit, the person says, everything has been only Hashem's guidance and help and our success. And a person can make an unbelievable, a universal Kiddush Hashem, or chas v'shalom, the opposite. Back inside, paragraph Yud Beis, v'ikar birchas hanoi sein lasech vivino hu al kriyas hatarnagol b'chatzois laila. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that again, if you take a look in the Gemara says that bracha hanoi sein lasech vivino is related to the rooster, to the fact that Hashem has given the rooster the knowledge to crow at midnight, at the moment of midnight. And that's what gives the rooster the ability to differentiate between the first half of the night, which is true darkness, versus midnight, the moment of midnight, when the second half of the night is beginning, which is when the light of day is starting to reveal itself a little bit at a time, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. They make it very clear that it's from the moment of midnight, which, let's say now in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, last night, midnight was 11:34 p.m., because it's 6 hours and 20 minutes after Shkia. Shkia was 5:14. You add 20 minutes to that, it becomes 5:34. That's the Tzeisak Rechovim. And 6 hours after that is Chatzois, according to the Zohar HaKadosh. So at 11:34 p.m. is when the day is first, when Hashem is switching from darkness to light. Even though you don't see, a person looks, they don't see, I don't see any lights going on. You're right, you don't see it. But in heaven, that's when a major, major change is taking place. Ki ikar chidush ha'havchono hu balayla. Because the main specialness of being able to differentiate between light and darkness is at night, when it's still dark, when to most people, they all they see is darkness at that time. Be'ez ha'choshech, she'oz ikar ha'ravusa lahavchen. That's when a big chiddush, that's when it's a tremendous big chiddush, to wake up in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning when it's and say, oh, it's time to wake up, all of us know. But the people who get up at 7 o'clock or at 5 a.m., when it's still dark outside, when there's an element of people in the world who would look and say, oh, back to sleep. It ain't daytime yet. What do you mean it ain't daytime? You know how much action is going on 5 a.m.? There are thousands of people who are running at top speed. Begashmias, there are people in the Olam HaGashmi that are not waiting till 8 o'clock. They're raring to go, and they want to make sure they make every day of their life count. And the last thing in the world they want to do is get up at 8 o'clock. So they're up at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, you know, each one on their level. And then there's the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Gemara, which enlighten us that the reality of when the new day begins is from Chatzos, from midnight. And that's the real chiddush, for a person to be aware of that. Ki bayoim ein ha'avchon ha'chiddush kol kach. Because the fact that by day at 8 o'clock in the morning, a person can say, oh, now it's day, that doesn't take a genius. I remember my rabbi used to make a joke that he used to say that there are people who say, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. And it's not humility, it's truth. They're telling the truth. He's not doing anything of any value, so that's not called humility, that's called reality. Humility is when a person who's really doing a lot, accomplishing everything, and still says, I'm nothing, because it's all from Hashem, it's all from the graces of Hashem. So here also, we say the fact that by day, a person can see that it's day, that's not such a chiddush. Hainu ki ha-ge'ula, watch how Rav Nosson Zal takes it now to another level. Hainu ki ha-ge'ula, she'tovoi b'mehera b'yomeinu, al-yidei Moshiach tzidkenu, nikreis oyer yoim. We know that the redemption that Klal Yisrael is going to experience when Moshiach comes is referred to as daylight. We're going to be taken out of the darkness into the light. As the pasuk says, lahagid baboiker chazdecha, that when we get to the morning, we're going to speak about Hashem's kindness. And the Gemara says, dahainu beis ha-geula. That's when the geula is going to come. Ukama shapirish Rashi bekama mekoymos, as Rashi HaKadosh points out in many places, ki hagolus nimshal alayla, because exile is compared to nighttime, v'hageula nimshal lo'er yoim, and redemption is compared to daylight. V'oz kishayoyer boikron shel Yisrael, and then when the day, when the morning of the Jewish people will shine, v'yovoi Moshiach tzidkenu, Moshiach will come, v'yigalo ho'emes bo'ilam, and he'll reveal the truth to the entire world, oz loytia ha'havchon ha'chiddush, then it won't be such a chiddush for people to know the truth, to recognize what the truth is. Ki ha'koel yedu ho'emes oz, because then everyone is going to realize the truth. V'ikra ha'chiddush hu, the real chiddush is those people who are zeicha now, while we're still in the thick darkness of exile, shedoyme lelaila, which is compared to night, lahavchin bein hoemes ubein shein hoemes, to be able to differentiate between the truth and what's not true. Shezeu bechinas lahavchin bein yoim v'laila bein or v'choshech. That's this concept of differentiating between day and night, light and darkness. Ki ba'avoidoseinu lo yozavnu elokeinu. Because even while we're still in our state of servitude, we're in a state of avdus, we have still not forsaken Hashem. We still haven't left Hashem. Vayet oleinu chosed. I'm sorry, lo yozavnu elokeinu. Hashem has not forsaken us. Vayet oleinu chosed. And even within the darkness, Hashem is extending a little bit rays of light. For example, whereby Hashem sends for us in each and every single generation true tzaddikim, to give us life like we will have when it'll become day, to give us a taste of what the geula will be like. Ki ein doer yosoim, because the Gemara says there is no such thing as a generation that is totally orphan, that doesn't have any proper leader, any true tzaddik. Vehem mechayim osanu betoikev cheshkas laila. And they're the ones who sustain us, who give us life, even within the thick darkness of night. Shubachinas cheshkas hagolus hamarazeh, which is the darkness of this long, bitter exile that we're going through. Veheim mekayimim bonu, and these tzaddikim fulfill in us, the pasuk in Mishlei 31, vatokom ba'oid laila, she got up when it was still night, vatitein teref levesa v'choy klenar oisel, and she provided nourishment, parnosa, for her household. Dahainu shehatzadikim amitim shebechol doer bimei hagolus heim kemoimi shekom koidem oyer hayoim. Rav Nosson says that tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim in every generation during the exile, are like a person who gets up before daylight, v'oisik b'toyre im talmidim, and studies Torah with students, sheze yokor mo'oid be'enei Hashem yisborak yadua. That's very, very precious in the eyes of Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch mentions this in the first chapter about the incredible importance of the chibur between yoim and laila. For a person not to wait till it gets light to start connecting to Hashem, but to connect Hashem even while it's still dark. That's the chiddush. For a person to recognize the truth, which is Hashem, even while it's dark, even within the darkness. Shezeo bechinas vatokom ba'oid laila. That's what the pasuk refers to there. She gets up when it's still nighttime. That's one example. And kemoikein beklolius oilam. And so too this applies on a global level. Hey misoyerim koidem oyer boikran shel Yisrael. The tzaddikim get up before the light of day of Klal Yisrael, before Klal Yisrael are riding high, when it's clear to the whole world how important Klal Yisrael is. V'komim ba'oid laila, they get up while it's still dark, while it's still nighttime. Ba'oid hisgabrus cheshkas hagolus, when the golus is still very strong. Shedoyim alalai, which is compared to night. V'noisnim teref lebesam v'choiklan aroisam, and they provide their constituents with nourishment, meaning dahainu sheloim demim talmidehim, they study with their students, umegalim lohem elikusei isborach, and they reveal Hashem to the students. They show them Hashem even within the darkness, even while we're still in golus. Umeoirim oisam lechuva, and they inspire them to do tshuva. Umekarven oisam lavim shebashemayim, and bring them close to Hashem. Va'oz koidem oyer hayoim, dainu koidem bias Moshiach, oz ikar horavusa. And it's at that point in time, before it gets light, before the Jews are riding high, before Moshiach comes, that's when it's a chiddush. That's when it's considered a major accomplishment. Mi shezoicha lahavchin ato bein yoim uvein laila. A person who now, even within the darkness, has the ability to differentiate between light and darkness. Dahainu, bein hatzadikim amitiyim, meaning to differentiate between the true tzadikim, shehein bechinas oyer yoim, who are compared to the light of day, ki kol tzadik emes hu bechinas Moshe Moshiach, because every true tzadik is compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, compared to Moshiach. Bechinas oyer yoim, they represent daylight. Shu bechinas oyer hoemes, the light of truth. So to be able to differentiate between that on one end, ubein hasheker, versus falseness, shehu bechinas cheshchas laila, which is the darkness of night, bechinas eved, the servant, bechinas shena, sleep. These two go together. We know nighttime is a time of sleep. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now that sleep is synonymous with avdus, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 49, ki yud kabin sheino yordu loilam, 10 measures of sleep were given to the world, tes notlu avodim, the servants took 9. So avodim are steeped in sheina, their heavy-duty sleep. So a person who's very steeped in sleep, that's all they want to do is sleep, that person is an eved. Whether he's a politician, whether he's a billionaire, he's an eved. He's a servant because he's stuck in darkness, in nighttime, in avdus. Shehem Bechinas Oror Kanan. And the Torah says that the servants have a curse upon them. Oror Kanan. Bechinas Zuama Sanochosh. This is the tomb of the snake. Sitra Demoiso, who represents death, who brought death into the world. Shehu Bechinas Sheker, which is synonymous with falseness. Because we know the Torah says that by both of these, by the Nochosh, it says, Ororato, you are cursed. And by the slaves, it says, Oror Kanan. Eved avodim yelechod. So we know that these two are on the same platform. The Nochosh, who brought death into the world, and servants who took 9/10 of sleep, because sleep is a sample of death. That's what it's all about. Ukemavura bedivrei Rabbeinazal al hoinyan shekosho lishon b'moitzoi Shabbos. As Rabbeinazal goes into depth in expounding on this in chapter 117 in Likutei Moran, where he explains why it's hard for people to fall asleep on Moitzoi Shabbos, on Saturday night, why people usually end up staying up late, especially Moitzoi Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal gives a beautiful explanation showing how that's all about Elyonovi. The Gemara says Elyonovi cannot come on Erev Shabbos, cannot come on Shabbos. So the Hizgalus of Elyonovi is Moitzoi Shabbos. That's when he can first come. That's the first step. And Elio, it's brought his Bigimatria Bain, son, which is the opposite of Eved. We say Im Kibonim, there's the Ben Melech versus the Eved, the Ben Ashivcha. And therefore, because there's a revelation of Elyonovi, and Elyonovi is the opposite of Eved, and the Gemara says that what's Elyonovi going to do? He's coming to the world to bring emes to the world. He's called Amitai. Yona ben Amitai was Yona, the son of Elyonovi, it's brought. So there, Rabbeinu Zal explains it very well. Valze merameis bechinas habrocha anal hanoisein lasech vivino. And this is the brocha that we make in the morning, that Hashem gives our hearts the bina, the understanding, sheikra al hahavchono shebachatzois laila. That bracha, the great tzaddikim, when did they make that bracha? When they got up at midnight. The Arizal, the others, that bracha is said at that time, when they're able to distinguish between the first half of night versus the second half. She'oz maschil lehisnoitzeitz oyer hayoim. That's when the spiritual light of day is turned on. Aval adayin loy bo'er hayoim. However, it's not light yet at all, obviously. Shezehu mamish bechinas hatzadikim shebizman agolus. So that this is a perfect example. This parallels beautiful those tzadikim who, while we're still in golus, while it's still dark, shehem bechinas his noitzitzutz moshiach. They're referred to as like the beginning, the first rays of light of Moshiach. Ki kol tzadik emes. Because every true tzaddik is a taste of Moshiach. As Rabbeinu Zal points out many times. Aval, however, even though we had a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we had an Arizal, we had great, incredible tzaddikim who revealed such incredible revelations, aval adayin lo yeher hayoy mamish. But it is not, it is definitely not daylight yet. We're still in darkness. Because Moshiach himself, the real Moshiach, the final Moshiach, has not yet come. Shehu Iker Oyer Yoim, who will really bring daylight to Klal Yisrael and to the world. V'alkein, and therefore, Achshov Iker Horevusa shall have Chona Bein Emes Ben Hasheker. That's why the real test is now, today, for a person to be able to differentiate, while it's still dark, to have the ability to be able to differentiate between light and darkness. Ki ef shelahavchin, ki im belev kol chad kvumanim shar balibe. Because we said the two are identical. They look exactly the same. Emes and Sheker in this world that we're living in today look identical. And a person says, what do you mean? I saw him. He had a look. He's a big tzaddik. How big? 800 pounds, 1,200 pounds. He has a beard 6 feet long, 8 inches. That word big, he looked like a big tzaddik. People make that statement and to think, what are you saying? What's allowing you to say such a thing? Is it something that you can see with your eyes that's going to tell you? And Rav Nelson Zal is pointing out here that that's not usually the case. This is something that only a person's heart, depending on the degree that they've developed their heart, that their heart is in the right place. If a person's looking for kavod or looking for gashmius or looking for reassurance that what they're doing is okay, the Gemara says, the path you want to go on, Hashem will lead you on. You want to be told everything you're doing is good? No problem. There are rabbis or doctors or lahavdil or anything you want who will tell you that. They'll tell you, you're doing great, you're doing a wonderful job, etc., etc. But a person has to decide what they're looking for. Are they looking for the emes? Are they looking for the real emes, etc.? Bechinas hanoisein lasech vivino lahavchin. Lasech vidaiko ze halev. We said that the word sechvi means the heart. Shesoiche vetsoife, which sees. The heart sees with its eyes. Kol chad kifumanda meshara belibe. Each and every person according to the degree that they have their heart really in the right place, yochoy leida ulahavchin im yirtza, will be able to know and differentiate if they really want. Bein yoyim uvein laila, between day and night, bein or v'choshech, light and darkness, bein emes v'asheker, between truth and falseness, ki ho emes eid liatzmoy, because the truth is its own greatest testimony. The truth doesn't need any proofs. The truth itself is the ultimate aid. You know, the pasuk says, "Eidus Hashem ne'emona," that the Torah is called Eidus Hashem. The Torah testifies to for itself, attests to its own truthfulness, etc. If a person is zoiche to see it.